Hey, what's going on, everybody? It is the Grapevine CrossFit Podcast, episode number 11. I am your host, Brandon Head, owner of the gym, coach, trainer, friend, confidant, and all-around nice guy. Here to give you a little information about what's going on in the gym starting next week. On April 8th, that's a Monday, we are going to start a spring challenge. If you saw on our Facebook page or on our webpage, we posted a video about this challenge stating that we're going to have a meeting on Saturday, April 6th at 12 p.m. If you can make that meeting, I would encourage you to be there if you have any interest in seeing what this challenge is all about. I think you're more likely to sign up for it if you get a chance to sit down and get a little in-depth explanation, question, answer, session and kind of see what's going on with that. But for the little bit of blowback that we got on having to be there and people interested in doing this, I'm going to give you some information outright. And if you have any questions about it, feel free to reach out to me at brandon@grapevinecrossfit.com or find me in the gym. Or if you have my phone number, go ahead and send me a message. I'd be happy to answer any other questions you may have on this. But in the meantime, let's go over what this challenge is going to entail. It's going to be 75 days long. Yes, that's a long time, but if you consider your time on this earth, it's a pretty short amount of time, right? Drop in the bucket for you. So it starts April 8th, that's next Monday, and it'll go to a Friday, June 21st. The purpose of this challenge is to kind of help develop your ability to complete a task that you set your mind to. It is going to be difficult. And there's going to be times you're going to want to quit. There's going to be times that you could potentially fail. But I'm not giving you any options to fail. If you fail, you're done. If you don't complete what is written out here, that's it. No more. You can keep going, but in your head, you'll know that you didn't complete it the way it's written out and the way that it's supposed to be. Okay? Think about, give you a little analogy here, and the reason why every day needs to be completed as written to complete the 75 days. Imagine you're standing in front of a mountain, okay? And it takes 75 days to get to the summit. And each day that you're following the program, you're knocking off one climb closer to the top. If you mess up and you don't complete what's written in that day, you're not going to make it to the finish, right? It is a big mountain to climb, but if you do what is required every single day, next thing you know, the 75 days are done. You can feel better about yourself. You will probably come out better on the other side of this. I pretty much guarantee that. That being said, how are we going to keep track of it? It's going to be on the honor system, okay? Now, the other side of that is, if you don't look different in 75 days, we're going to know that you didn't do it. And I will call you out on that if you think that you're going to get away with it. So, 100% honor system, and it'll be up to you to be honest with yourself if you don't follow the requirements. So what are those requirements? We're going to start out with a diet plan. I'm going to give you a specific diet. It's not going to be paleo. It's not going to be Whole 30. It's not going to be gluten-free, although it's going to drift on the edge of gluten-free because the allowables are generally gluten-free. Okay? So think about that. You're going to get a sheet of paper with all the allowed foods on it. The idea here is we're gonna have some stuff with no sugar. So anything listed with sugar is out. Go ahead and get it out of your system. And no processed foods. Now there is gonna be a little bit of wiggle room on this processed foods thing. We're trying to get foods that are limited ingredients. So if you get like a can of beans or something like that that has beans and salt, that I would consider that an allowable, right? There's some things that are quote unquote processed that can still be eaten. The things we're focusing on are stuff like cookies and crackers and those kind of things. So it's a focus on food quality, and vegetables, meats, good fats with very minimal processed foods in it. Now, if that scares you, which that's going to be the biggest component of this, is trying to be adherent to 75 days of every single meal in that fashion. This probably isn't for you, although I really would like to see you try. It's been my experience that generally the first couple weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, are pretty tough in that you're kind of detoxing from sugar, that your body's kind of grumpy that it's not getting it. But once you make it through there and you get in kind of the groove with this, it's not too bad. And you can keep kind of rolling with it. The other focus of this is to get you to learn how to plan accordingly. If you know you're going to have to eat out, try to pick the place or try to scope out your options that are in your area where you can stay adherent to this. And now you have to be smart when you eat out too, because while there's still a lot of added fats and things like that and added sugars and stuff, you can keep things pretty simple when you eat out by getting steamed style vegetables, roasted kind of carbs, whether it's or baked carbs like potatoes or things like that. No spaghetti, all right? But you'll just have to plan accordingly. That also means that you're probably going to have to learn how to do some sort of meal prep once or twice a week so that you have those options available for you. It's also been my experience that if you don't have those options ready whenever you're hungry or whenever you need to grab them, you're more likely to grab something that is not on the plan. Bottom line on that, a little bit of planning goes a long way with this. That's kind of one of the main goals. The next thing is liquids, drinks. So your allowables on this is going to be coffee, tea, or water. I'm going to make you drink a gallon of water a day. However you have to get it, that is the adherence. Drink your gallon. If you can do 75 days straight of a gallon a day, you're going to be healthier in the long run. Sparkling water is still allowed. It is not allowed towards your daily gallon. I'm talking cold, crisp, delicious, non-sparkling water. As for your coffee, I'm not taking coffee away from you. I do recommend for some folks, especially if you have a slight addiction to coffee, to maybe minimize your caffeine intake. But we are going to put a stop to the additives that are usually put in coffee, such as sweeteners, creams, sugars, things like that. On the note of sugars, I will allow some artificial sweetener. We're just trying to minimize real sugar. That doesn't mean utilize artificial sweeteners in everything, okay? But a packet of stevia or something like that, it's going to be okay. Artificially sugared type gums, those kind of things. We're just trying to minimize the sugar here, guys. So just try to be compliant with that. And if you're not, again, you lose. So no sugar added to your drinks. And this means water, coffee, and tea. What did I not mention? That is alcohol. This also means no alcohol for 75 days. You can do it. I've seen people do it. I've done it myself. I'm going to do it again. We can all do this together. Requirement number 3 is you're going to work out 1 hour every day, 7 days a week. That doesn't mean coming to the gym 1 hour every day, 7 days a week. That means I want you to be active at least for an hour every single day. Again, this goes and ties into the process of planning. Right, you're going to have to plan your days out to where you get that hour in. You can go out for a walk, walk 30 minutes out from your house, walk 30 minutes back, go for a bike ride, go for a hike with your kids or your loved ones or whoever, go for a swim, come into the gym. Go to yoga. Just do something active 7 days a week. There's something in being consistent every single day with your schedule and with your planning that makes your life better. So if we think about these three things, planning out our meals, planning out our water intake, planning out our activity, and those are consistent for all 75 days, can you imagine what you're going to be like when you get done with the time? That's the goal here. Too many times we've tried challenges like paleo challenges where we just want you to eat something for good for 60 days. Too many times there's non-adherence to the program and then you fall off the wagon. So this is all or nothing, and that's the label that we're giving this challenge, is the all or nothing challenge. So these are the three main core components. And when you think about it, it's not that many components to something that you have to get done on a daily basis, although they can be heavy tasks. If you break them down and just plan them out, you will be successful with this. So there is a cost to compete. The cost due up front is going to be $150 for you to get your name in the hat on this program. That's the other reason I wanted people here, so that we can collect money. This will be cash because it will all go into a pool. If we have 10 people start it and we have 10 people complete it, then all 10 people will get their money back. If we have 2 people complete it, those 2 people will split the pot. See where I'm getting at here? So there's an advantage to being consistent with this, because I can promise you right now, some of the people that start will not finish. So we'll take a pool of money and see where we end up. And again, it's really not a big price to pay to be adherent to something, because it's a win-win. You put your money in, you get your money back when you finish. You really didn't lose anything, with the potential to win some more money. So that's kind of the program in a nutshell. Myself, I'm going to do it. I'm going to show you things throughout the period of time on how to be successful, especially maybe when we're eating out or on vacation. I have a vacation coming up in the middle of this. Show you what we're doing on that. I'm going to have kind of a daily journal on Facebook or Instagram on what all is going on. I haven't decided which one yet, or both. But lots of stories, lots of videos about thought processes that go in, planning your meals out, getting those workouts in. Just to show you that I'm not going to tell you to do something that I wouldn't be 100% in on myself. And just so y'all know, I'm working on the other coaches with this as well. If you see them, I would get you to encourage them to do it, because you'd like to see them to succeed as well. And let's all go through this pain and suffering together and come out stronger on the other side. I do have some suggestions for your success with this. Number one is going to be, tell, if you want to do it and you want to be 100% successful with this in this respect, tell everybody that you know that you're doing it, okay? I think you could be even more adherent if you were to post this on your social media. I'm not asking anything for the gym on this. I'm just telling you to do it for personal reasons. No need to tag the gym or anything like that. You can just tell people that you're doing this 75-day challenge, you would appreciate their support, and that you're going to check in daily or weekly on how it's going, because that will help keep you accountable. Now, I do ask you that if you decide to post on social media about it, we're going to hashtag those posts so that anybody doing this competition, including myself, can follow along with your journey, and y'all can follow along with mine as well. So that hashtag is going to be GVCF, or it's going to be hashtag GVCF All or Nothing Challenge. pretty simple, but it's going to be really fun to watch everybody go through this together, and your friends and everybody will see you doing it, see your change, see that you're serious about finishing the 75 days. So I would highly recommend that. Step two would be meal prepping once or twice a week. I mentioned this earlier, or finding a place that is cool or that you like for ordering some meals that you need to supplement with, whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or whatever. If you have a hard time prepping during the week and you don't want to really put that pressure on yourself, there's plenty of companies out there. We have Territory Foods in here in the gym. There's Mach 1 Foods that you can order from. We can talk about some more of those too. There's plenty of good options that will adhere to what we're trying to put out in our meal plans. And that will keep you consistent as well. The third one, and this is more just for yourself because I think it's going to be really cool by the end of the 75 days, is if you take pictures every single day. So like for myself, I'm going to print out pieces of paper that say day one, day two, day three, all the way out to day 75 and take a picture every single day. And then when it's done, I'm going to collage that together, mash it together into a video so you can see what may happen over the 75 days of being consistent on eating, drinking a lot of water, working out 7 days a week, those kind of things. I think that's going to be really cool and something fun for you to go back and look at when you're done with this. So I think that about covers all of the components of the challenge. I'm sure I'm missing something. I wrote out a bunch of notes here to kind of keep me on track. But again, if there's a question that you may have, there's always something I'm going to miss in terms of the food stuff. I'd really like to say if it's not listed on the paper, don't eat it. But again, there's going to be a lot of things that I miss that are probably going to be okay for you to eat that I just necessarily didn't think about. Like I was going through my pantry today on next Monday, I'm going to have a video of me going through that pantry and kind of showing you some of the things that I have that I can both eat and not eat that you may think are quote unquote healthy or whatever, and just kind of show you the differences in what I'm talking about. In terms of everything else, just drink water, minimize your coffee and tea or caffeine if you can. There's no other requirements in this. You know, I think once you start eating better, maybe your sleep quality gets better and you can see that sleeping better helps you, or sleeping more, trying to get more consistent sleep helps. But the core tenets of this and trying to be consistent every single day with something tends to breed consistency in a lot of other aspects in your life. So you, pending your sticking with it, you'll probably see some stuff changing in other aspects of your life, like your sleep, or maybe your work performance goes up because you're being so consistent in everything else. So the All or Nothing Challenge, there it is. You win or you lose, and it's a very small margin of how you can lose. So you have to be planned out. You have to be ready to tackle this. And if you do it, 100% guaranteed, you're going to be a better person when you get done with this. So thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Try to keep it short for you. Again, if you have any questions on anything, feel free to reach out to me, Brandon@grapevinecrossfit.com. Find me in the gym. Shoot me a text message if you have my number. If you don't have my number and you want it, find me. Send me an email. I will happily give it out. I don't want to give it out over this because I don't need randos. Just hit me up whenever. But if you'd like my number, shoot me an email. I'll happily give it to you then. Thanks for taking a listen. I hope to see a lot of you there on Saturday, and I hope we have a lot of people sign up for this because I think it could be really awesome and produce a really cool result both for the gym and the people involved in it if we get it done and do it. So let's get after it. I look forward to Saturday, and I'm really looking forward to starting on next Monday. I hope everybody has a great week and a happy weekend. We'll see you then. Talk to you soon.